Laser 103.3. Perry Stern.
And now, Perry motherfucking Stern.
Yeah, boy.
You have left me no choice but to go gangsta.
These rides don't need hydraulics. That shit gets pimped out with his voice.
Perry Stern, AutoNXT.net. Perry, this is, I didn't even think of this, and then I saw the article at your website, the worst car names ever. Genius.
Probably like to think so.
Like the Volkswagen, the Volkswagen thing. That's literally it. That's literally what they called it, right?
I think they, my guess is they couldn't come up with any name for it, so it's just that thing over there. And it was pretty bizarre car in general anyway. I mean, it was kind of a Jeep, kind of not, still had the power, you know, had no power. I think it went 71 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's weird looking.
Actually, I had a neighbor that had one of these when I was growing up, and I remember riding around in it, and it was cool at the time.
And you know this has got a huge cult following.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Is that worse than the GM Impact?
Yeah, that's not ideal. That just sounds
I love
like
that name. I love the idea of naming a car after something, the last thing you want to do in a car.
The new car crash.
exactly. And there's a couple, I mean, like the Chevy Citation. I mean, who wants a Citation in their car?
The new spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and some of these are just, you know, maybe like the thing, it's kind of laziness. Right. You know, the Maserati Quattroporte, which is a beautiful car.
Yeah,
but
nice.
Quattroporte is just Italian for four-door.
What's the reasoning behind naming a Ferrari LaFerrari?
I would love to know the reasoning behind that.
It's the car version of the character from the show Arrested Development. They had a character played by Scott Baio named Bob Loblaw.
Yeah, Bob Loblaw.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know why they decided. I don't know if this was their way of commemorating the company or commemorating, you know, Ferrari himself. But, I mean, it was a fantastic car, but come on.
It's the same thing as the Le Car, which is right underneath it. And in case you forgot what it was, on the side of it, it says Le Car.
But, and that's Renault.
Well, the funny thing is that car actually in French translates to bus. So this is actually the bus, which is the smallest bus you'll ever see. But
that just makes it even more confusing. Why is something like the Kia, is it K900? Why is that bad? That just sounds kind of just
like a dog.
It sounds like a dog.
Oh.
I mean, to name your car after, you know, K9, just, and it just doesn't make sense.
So it would have been better like the Q900 or L900.
Yeah.
Or just the 900.
The 900.
If they have to have the 900 there, yeah, I suppose.
And of course, everyone's favorite, the Ford Probe.
Yes. I had a friend when I was growing up that said if he could be any car there was, he wanted to be a Ford Probe.
That's kind of creepy.
Nothing quite like a good probe, you know?
Ugh. And that was a very female-friendly car, too. Like, a lot of women bought that car.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, it didn't have a lot of power, but it was, it looked like a probe, I suppose. I don't know.
Then you have, of course, the Hummer. I mean, come on, name a car after somebody who hums a song quietly to themselves, right?
Exactly. That's just what I was thinking.
That's what everybody's thinking, right?
Right.
And then there's, you know, the current models, too. I mean, the Infiniti names everything with a Q, which, you know, I'm in the industry, and I still can't keep track of what car is which, because the numbers don't actually correspond to really anything.
Yeah. I actually hate it when they name cars numbers or letters. Just give it a name.
Yeah.
Say, we used to have Lincoln on this list as well, the MK insert name numbers or letters here.
Yeah.
X, the MKX.
But they've actually started naming their cars, so we took them off the list because they're doing something right.
Someone's trying a little bit.
Exactly.
To wrap it up, what are these? Which of these is the worst car name for you?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
There's some worse cars on here, but I think Gremlin.
The Gremlin.
I mean, a Gremlin is, you know, something that you look for in your car that's causing it to not run.
Yeah.
And to name your car after something that is, you know, anti-car.
You sure it's not the two fatality crash?
Oh yes. Well, there is the GM Impact still.
That's so goddamn dumb. The new recall.
Oh, that sounds like that sounds legitimate. Someone would actually name it that.
We should come up with some stupid
the
car
recall.
Name.
Recall.
Yeah. There'd be somebody in that board meeting about what to name it. Who's like, no, it's not recall. It's recall. Recall. All right,
yes,
Perry.
There are lots of amusing car names out there, and I'm sure there'll be more coming.
Oh, yeah. All right, Perry. It's always a pleasure. AutoNXT.net on the worst car names. The link is up on our site. Thanks, Perry.
Talk to you later.
By the time you clear out your spam folder, the Morning Moose is back with this.
Closing up shop.